WWNO is proud to present the new series Unprisoned, produced by Eve Abrams in collaboration with AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio. Over the next several months, Unprisoned will look at how mass incarceration affects New Orleans, how people are doing time outside. We start at municipal court with a vivid portrait of this front door to the criminal justice system.
The United States has 5% of the world's population, but over 25% of its prisoners. We imprison more people than any other country on the planet. And of all the states, Louisiana imprisons the most. This is Unprisoned. I'm Eve Abrams. In the last 10 years, New Orleans has cut its jail population by almost 60%, but the city still has one of the highest incarceration rates in the nation. A block from the criminal court, on the corner of Tulane and Broad, is municipal court. For many people in New Orleans, this lesser-known court is the gateway to the criminal justice system.
We handle more cases in Orleans Parish Municipal Court, criminal cases, than any place in the state of Louisiana.
This is Judge Sean Early. He's been a municipal court judge for 22 years in Orleans Parish. Before that, he was a public defender. Judge Early says municipal court handles around 30 to 40,000 cases a year. 30 to 40,000. That's like if one in every 10 people in Orleans Parish had a case. But of course it doesn't work that way. Some people have multiple cases, and more often than not, they get complicated. Regardless of whether the defendant can pay, there are fines and fees associated with just about every case, court costs, diversion fees. And if someone doesn't come to court to pay them, or come to court, period, they're found in contempt, which is another $200 fine, plus a warrant is issued for their arrest. These warrants, called attachments, are the number one way people get caught up in the system. About half the cases that go through municipal court have one or more attachments.
They're sitting in a computer, you're sitting in court, they're not getting resolved, and it puts it...
A strain on the system. Early says that starts with the NOPD, because every time they stop someone,
they gotta run their name, and that's man hours, and then bring them down to Orleans Parish Prison and book them. Then they come to our court within a couple of days, and then the city's paying for the cost to house these people.
House them in jail while they wait to see a judge. So it's expensive and time-consuming. And it's not just the system that gets bogged down, it's people. Municipal court is where defendants lose control of their money, their time, and often their freedom. Take Dwayne Brown. He's 26 and a manager at a McDonald's. He has four kids. Back in 2013, he got into a fight with his girlfriend.
I kicked that door in because I'm like, you gonna let me see my daughter? Like, I literally kicked that door in.
The police happened to be driving by. They arrested Dwayne and took him to jail. In court, he was placed under a protective order, which is like a restraining order, to stay away from his girlfriend and his daughter.
And that's when I took the anger management class. I had to pay $30 every Wednesday.
Dwayne finishes the class and gets his certificate. The next year, he gets pulled over for an obscured license plate. When they run his name, the police find an attachment for violation of protective orders on his prior case, which Dwayne still doesn't understand. The system is really unclear, and the public defender's office says it's common for their clients to be confused. Regardless, Dwayne gets booked into jail and bonds out, paying $250. His trial is rescheduled 3 times, and he misses the last court date because he was working. So that's another attachment, and he ends up in jail for 10 days with more fines and fees, and on it goes. So far, he's spent close to $2,000 and 12 days in jail, losing work time.
I'm the only one working, and I'm the only one paying bills. So therefore, I really don't see no money, and I only get paid 2 times a month. And therefore, I got to pay light bill, pay rent, make sure my son got Pampers and milk. I'm in a house with 5 kids, and like that's where my money goes. And like when I went to jail, I done missed out on 10 days of work. Just sat in jail behind that.
Municipal court doesn't deal with violent crimes like rape, robbery, or murder. This high-volume court, the highest in Louisiana, handles only criminal misdemeanor cases, cases carrying jail sentences of up to 6 months or less. They're not high stakes, but the stakes are high for the people involved. Assaults and batteries, as well as domestic violence cases like Dwayne Brown's, are some of the most serious in municipal court. But most of them, well... here's some of what the court sees.
There's the marijuanas.
Obstruction of a sidewalk, which is basically sitting on a sidewalk.
Public drunkenness.
Huge.
Unlicensed dog cases.
Lewd conduct if you're urinating in public.
Aggressive panhandling.
Spitting.
Spitting on a sidewalk.
Again, Judge Early.
A lot of trespassing charges, disturbing the peace.
Do you see these kinds of cases every day?
Yes, every day.
A lot of them every day?
Yes.
So it's a good chunk of your cases.
Yes, it is a good chunk, yeah.
There are two sections of municipal court in the morning and two in the afternoon, and they're packed. Between the four sections, they see something like 200 to 400 cases every day. And in each courtroom, several of them are going at the same time. There are clerks and city attorneys, DAs and public defenders, and the judge, talking to different people dealing with different cases. Some, like the public defenders, are in constant motion, running between their clients, the judge's bench, and the microphone where they make their arguments. It's understandable how defendants might be confused about how to resolve their cases, or even how or when their cases will be heard, as they sit there waiting, often missing work, for hours. There's no recording allowed in the courtroom, but Jacob McCarty, the client support administrator for the Orleans Parish Defenders, says it sounds like
a bunch of people chattering at once, who are like sitting out in the audience waiting on their case to be called, and the clerk who's calling names and case numbers. Case number 118, John Doe versus the City of New Orleans.
And then a cop, and you'd be like, Quiet in the courtroom.
Sorry, turn your phone off. And then the judge, maybe every now and then, shouting, quiet in the court. I mean, it's an endless onslaught, and nobody's identifying
mayhem.
Who they are.
Yeah.
That was also Tess Kilbane Myers, a client advocate at municipal court. She says the court's kind of set up like a church with benches, except where the altar normally is, there's a judge. And instead of a choir, there's a boxed-in area where the inmates sit.
They're all in their orange jumpsuits and their chains. They're cuffed at their ankles. Today I had a client who is 34 weeks pregnant, so they couldn't fit the handcuffs around her ankles, so she was cuffed at her hands.
Remember, this is municipal court.
The sheriff's office has to transport them from the jail to the courthouse, and so then when they walk in, you know, you hear the jingle of the chains.
You walk into that courtroom and you're just, you know, I've been doing this for quite a while and it still catches your breath. You're like, there are so many people of color here. And yet I know that the city is not made up of 90% African-American, so why is it that 90% of the people who are in orange are African-American?
Public defender Danny Engelberg isn't the only one noticing how many black people are in municipal court, or in any court. It's hard to miss.
Who's sitting in court waiting to see the judge? What do they look like?
Mostly African-Americans, like me.
It's mostly, I could say 85% black. That's all you see, orange in the box back there, who locked up.
Who's waiting? Mostly black. I mean, there was a couple of white people in there.
I think it was about 85% African-American that was sitting there.
One of the problems of our court systems in New Orleans, where the great majority, upwards of 90% of the people we incarcerate in our local jail are black people, mostly poor black people, is they rely too heavily on funds generated by people who are arrested, prosecuted, detained, and convicted.
That's John Wool, the director of the Vera Institute of Justice in New Orleans. He says this amounts to a terribly costly transfer of wealth from our poorest communities to our criminal justice system.
So this means that the financial basis of release and detention is a revenue generator. And the result is that we detain lots of people who are not a threat to society, but because they're poor.
Wool says because our criminal justice system is largely funded by the people churned through it, in order to pay for itself, the system is driven to become ever bigger, far bigger and more complicated than necessary to do what it's supposed to do, make our communities safe. Unprisoned is brought to you by WWNO and Finding America, a national initiative produced by AIR with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Unprisoned's theme music is by Greg Schatz. Our editor is Vicki Merrick. Learn more about Unprisoned at WWNO.org and Facebook.com/Unprisoned. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Join us next time as Municipal Court holds court in one of New Orleans' homeless shelters. I'm Eve Abrams. This is Unprisoned.